start babbling away, and they'll bring for the attunement. As we get closer to and closer to God, what gets stimulated is our past consent. It's our past misfortune, and misfortune, of course, is a belief. It's not really real. And so I'm watching all these masters look at me because this is part of our initiatic process. So the reason all that unfolded literally minutes before we were to begin is really because we're all taking ourselves to the new level, to the new coursework, to the new platform. So basically, here I am being the prototype, but we're all mirrors of each other. So this is to our advantage. In other words, we're learning how to bring forth our divine essence, our divine permission, our divine allotment. And we're doing it as we open to receptivity. Now, that's very important, because what just came stumbling upon me really is what you would call darkness. But there's no accidents, because what's being revealed, what's being stimulated, if you will, is that lower degree of unconscious material that's seeking retrieval. Yes, now you're joining me too. That's seeking, it's seeking a new position. So in other words, as we open up to the light, as we open up to our highest focus, what is going to be passed through, what's going to emerge, what's going to precede that clear vision is all of the dust bunnies, all of those places where we have identified with the falsified self. Now, this is very, very relevant, because what is coming forth, what we're bringing forth, are the keys to the kingdom. In other words, we're bringing forth that Christ presence. We're bringing forth that assurance. We're bringing forth that destiny. So as we take each step, and they're so kind to just let it all happen the way it did, because as we take each step, we want to realize our higher calling. We want to realize our passage into our new focus, into our new time frame, where we're allowing ourselves receptivity. So the receptivity is allowing that truth to emerge, allowing that victory to present. And the way we do it is we come up upon all of those false beliefs, all of those places that have kept us in prison, so that like we keep recreating the same situation, we keep recreating the same dance, thinking it's going to change, thinking we're going to proceed, thinking we're going to evolve. And it's like, I keep doing the same dance number, I keep attracting the same exact situation over and over. So what's being offered is of great significance and great empowerment, and because what we're doing, and we're doing this in class. In other words, it's just literally happened minutes before we met, because we're ready. We're ready to take that leap. We're ready to go into the unknown. We're ready to face all of that monkey mind, all of that disease consciousness, all of that place that says you can't. You can't because you know you're too scared to go past this. You can't because you know what fear is going to follow you. You can't because you know what's going to emerge and it's going to get you to turn around. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this endorsement, now that's very, very essential that we understand we're being endorsed in loveliness. We're being endorsed in new promotion. We're being endorsed in our Christ reality. So this means when we know our innocence, where we know at last that we're free from that old engagement, we're free from that old lifestyle, we're free from that old circumstance. So it's sort of like you go into a new situation, but you're still carrying your old fears. You're still carrying that trapped mind. You're still carrying the diseased belief system. And so when we're ready to proceed, it's we're releasing, we're releasing. And how we release, here I am to demonstrate, is we literally come up against that which is most frightful, that which is most fearful, so that we can triumph. So the energies that are coming forth, the energies, and it's so interesting to understand this, that they come forth as we open ourselves up for rightful pleasure. So in English, we make safe passage. We make the promotion. We create the environment. So in English, in my situation, we attract that which we're ready to conquer. And not even conquer, it's like conquer within our own awareness. We're not conquering anything from the outer. We're shining the light and darkness. We're bringing forth that new claim, that new alchemy, that new provisions, so that as we have that like internal baptism, as we wash away all of that prejudice against self, as we release ourselves from that binding. So in other words, it's like that self-created prison. It's, we want to remember, we're dropping the structures, we're dropping the false premise, and we're allowing ourselves freedom. So we're allowing ourselves new circuitry. So what you want to understand with this energy that's coming in, it's bringing forth new provisions, new circuitry, new placement, new adherence, new involvement. So this new means you're going to receive yourself at a new guidepost. You're going to receive yourself at a new relevance. So they're showing me like evolution. So it's so like you go from the Cro-Magnon man and so on and so forth. So this is about our evolution. This is not just about us staying in the same frequency, staying in the same format, and then just going to the next activity. So what we're doing is creating ourselves anew vibrationally. And how we do this is we offer our assemblance. So in English, that which has seemed like, you know, almost like enough is enough. Like we're not going to get further with this tag along. We're not going to get further with this old, outdated lifestyle. So this old belief about self, a belief about what you're entitled to, what's available to you, what you can allow yourself. So for some of us, there's like at least one person that you're still depriving yourself. So it has to do with your own awareness, your own self-perception, your own belief about self. So if you only think you're worth so much, or you only think you deserve so much, it doesn't matter how much is in the room. It doesn't matter how much is available. You're going to only show up for so much. So it's like, we're offering this amount, I'll show up. We're offering an extended amount, you'll find delays. You'll suddenly feel like you're catching a cold. You'll find some reason to pardon yourself, because you don't want to arrive empty-handed. You don't want to arrive and find out that you're not worthy. So what we're doing is signaling change in our upright position. In English, we're allowing ourselves full measure, full promotion. So the energies that are being offered, now it's so beautiful when you really understand what's going on. So in order, I got it now, in order to bring forth this attunement, in order to bring forth this new lifestyle, I had to clear out that energy. Now I totally understand. It's sort of, and this is the whole point. Like when we go through our life and it's like, well, things would have been fine if that didn't happen, when really we're entitled for it to happen, because it's there due to our new horizons. It's there due to our new extension. So in our situation this evening, in order to bring forth this attunement, I had to open up. And so you're dreaming this energy called Nicole. So we all together in a cohesive fashion have made this agreement to press on, to press forward, to press beyond, to no longer be limited by the limitations of false teaching. So as we'll receive this offering, as we will receive in abundance, And abundance means we can change our lifestyle overnight. Abundance means, remember, time is just a construct. So how fast can you change? How fast are you willing to let go of the old? How willing are you to adopt new possibility? So when we realize that we are the co-creators, we are extensions of divinity, and in fact, it's all been in our hands, it's all been in our lap all along, what we're doing is signaling our readiness for full advancement, full engagement. So the energies that are now, that we're now partaking of, it's like we're at this wine and cheese party, and it's like we're having beautiful friendship, beautiful fellowship, because we're recognizing our true worth. We're recognizing, our true engagement. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive the light in full promotional status, that means we're not showing up for a fifth, we're not showing up for a half, we're not showing up for 80%. Full promotional status. So it's not just receiving and stuffing in to who you were when you arrived tonight. It's allowing yourself to receive in full measure, meaning that the energies are going to create a shift. They're going to create a follow through. They're going to create, in my case, a foible. So it's like I had, oh my gosh, like how many fears could I knock out? Like it's almost playing pool, and it's with one shot, I got three balls to go in. So it's very, what would be the word? It's very time saver. So they accomplish a lot very, very quickly. We wanna understand that we call this to ourselves. We wanna understand that we are the ones orchestrating our destiny. This is very essential. So when we proceed with our life with grace, with latitude, with love, with courage, with availability, what we're saying is that we are available for our light. So we're no longer cowering in darkness. We're no longer holding our defenses. We're no longer playing it safe and only showing up when it's just a little bit of an offering. What we're saying is, at last, I'm ready to receive all of my divine presence. So to receive your divine presence means that everything unlike love, everything that is not in agreement with your wholeness, is going to surface, because we are entitled for full capacity, for full extension. So as we will receive the light in true triumph. So now the words triumph, that sounds pretty good. So triumph is, and I literally, it's like stepping up on this hill where, like, I'm literally like stepping on costumes. Like if you had, oh gosh, let's just say Halloween or whatever, it's like stepping on costumes. So the costumes are our old entitlement, our old preview, how we perceived ourselves, how we kind of fooled ourselves, kept ourselves in misery, kept ourselves in limitation, kept ourselves downtrodden. So we kind of fit in. We kind of figured, like, if I play the game just from this little corner, I'm pretty safe and there's a really good chance of success. And I'll only just like reverberate in this little section. Where really, it's like the total field is our playground. And here we are just reporting to duty in this little tiny corner. So what we're doing at last is allowing ourselves full remembrance. So full remembrance is everything unlike love, everything unlike that which we're worthy of is coming up to be released at last. So when they're saying at last, it's like it's a declaration. It's an agreement. It's almost like a gentleman's, and that's kind of sexist, isn't it? It's like a like an agreeing handshake. Gotta look at my words. But this is the point. It's like understood. It's understood. So when we're saying yes, what we're saying is everything that is not worthy of my true relevance reveal itself now. Like, show yourself. So that we can proceed, so that we can extend. So when I'm looking at each of you, the light is like peering through you. It's like you've got this cloak, but the cloak is see-through. And so what I'm seeing is like the light is like transparent and it's coming through. So this is where we were holding on to false teachings, false programmings that are coming up for deliverance because of our readiness, because of our agreement. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this devotional claim, we do so in earnest. We do so in earnest. So it's like, get the party started. We do so in earnest because of our readiness. So we want to feel that. We want to feel that energy of readiness. It's like, I'm here to stay. I am here to stay. My divine self is here to stay. Show me the next steps. Show me the safe passage. Show me everything that is unlike love that is still reverberating in my energy field so that I know where I am moving to next, where I'm relieving myself of old false prejudice. Now, the prejudice is against ourselves. You may see it as someone that really irks you. It may be projected outward temporarily, but it's really prejudice against the self. So what we're doing is, like, I literally see, like in Star Trek, he takes the captain's chair. We are taking our own captain's chair. This is very, very essential. So we're moving out of victimhood consciousness. We're moving into unity. We're moving into empowerment, because when you are divinity itself, well, there is all the power you'll ever need. So what we're doing is learning to trust all the evolutions, all the moments, all the daytimes, all the everything that presents, because we are heralding in the new age. We are giving our consent for true promotional status. So there are many of us, and I just see it almost like all of us, where we have these divine appointments, where we have these fulfillments of joy. I was going to say obligations, and they overrode me. They say fulfillments of joy. So this means we're all here to shine the light, to witness the light, to show the truth. It's like, see divinity. See it in my eyes, see it in my brilliance, see it in my activity, see it in my voice, see it in my good conduct, showing what's possible for all. So as we're claiming this, as we're moving into our new lifestyle, into our new landscape, into our new exposure, we are releasing. I literally see like someone opening a pet door and like the dog's going out into the backyard. We're releasing the false claims, the false chains. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive our further alignment, so this means aligning with our truth, aligning with our holiness, aligning with love. We do so with full consent. So there's been a lot of agreeing going on tonight. It's like, agree to this, agree to that. Because this is the whole point. We're in charge. We're in charge. So this landscape that it's like where it's still got momentum, it's still playing out. We're learning how to pass it by, the landscape of duality, the landscape of ego consciousness. It's still playing out, but we're learning to pass it by. We're learning to pass it by. So all of these agreements, it's like we're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the baptism, into the holy expectation of light. And so as we agree, we come into our new embrace. So that means, just like me, hey, here I am, sample student. Everything comes upon us that we have promoting, that we have been endorsing. But here's the difference. The light that is sponsoring us is overriding. I can assure you what occurred tonight, I promise you, 2 months ago, I would have canceled group. I mean, for certain, for certain. There's just no way. There's no way. But here's the thing. Now we have our way. Now we have our solitude with grace. Now we have our assertive value. We have the strength of our divine presence. So it's not about what monkey business may occur. It's about our agreement. It's about our fortified stance. And so as we claim that, as we align with that, as we adjust to that, it's recognizing that all indeed is working out for our grace, for our ascension, for our arrival. So as we will receive this light, we do so in victory. We do so in victory. That means, in closing, everything that occurs, and we're literally like signing our consent, it's like stirring us to greatness. It's not just, well, I'm glad I got through that today. That was a rough day. There is no more rough day. Everything is shining bright. Everything is aligning us with our holy remembrance. There's no downtime, and you don't want downtime, because everything is sending you further and further into your divine self, in alignment with your divine presence. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this holy remembrance, we do so, they're saying, with applause and grace. Applause is because it's already a done deal. So I'm seeing us literally aligned in our full embodiment of our divine gifting and knowing. So when we say yes to it, even though we're still somehow walking it out, it would appear we are already there. We are already at that last drop of light. It's all in the now moment. So this is what the applause is about. It's signed, sealed, delivered. It's already a done deal. So the more you can feel that, you know what, each of us have this feeling. I feel like a record's coming. I feel like a book's coming. I feel like whatever it is, it's already here. It's already here. And so the more that we grant ourselves permission to receive that in full measure, that alignment of our divine presence comes into clarity, comes into focus, comes and merges with us in full sequencing. So let us receive with grace. Let us receive in honor. Let us receive in full understanding of our true nature. All right. Beautiful, beautiful.